Today's Amud is Chagiga Tezvav Amud Beis. We're holding on Tezvav Amud Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom, by the words Tanu Rabbanan. So in the middle of discussing Acher, we mentioned there was Arba Nichnasu LePardes, there were 4 that went to the Pardes, and the third one we spoke about was Acher, Ben Azai was Hitzitz Umeis, Ben Zayma was Hitzitz Venifka, and Acher was Kaitzitz Ben Atiyah's Acher, he went off, we said he saw Mitat, he saw things that didn't seem to make sense by him, and Lemaisa, he ended up going off the Derech. He ended up going off the Derech. His name was Elisha ben Avuya. The Zayna saw him taking the radish, picking the radish from the garden on Shabbos. And she said, it must not be Elisha, it must be Acheru. And that's how he got the name Acher. He heard a baskel that said, Chuvu banim shayvavim, all you rebellious sons, you could all do tshuva. Chutz me Acher, chutz me Elisha ben Avuya, who he understood he wasn't able to do tshuva anymore. Remeir, his Talmud, was trying to get him to do tshuva we had in the previous Gemara. He told Acher, why don't you do tshuva? And he tells Remeir that, no, I can't. I already heard from behind the paragud that Shuvu banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. So on that note, says the Gemara now, Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, that Ma'isa ba'acher, there was a story with Acher, shehi reichiv al asus b'Shabbos. He was riding on a sus, on a horse, on Shabbos. He went off the derech, as we said. His mom is riding on a horse on Shabbos. V'haya Remeir mahalich acharav lilmud Torah mipiv. Unbelievable. Remeir's following Acher. Acher's already off the derech. He's riding a sus on Shabbos. And what's Remeir, what's his Talmud Remeir doing? He's going behind him. He's obviously not on the sus. It's Shabbos. He's walking, but he's walking behind Acher, because what's Acher doing? He's saying over Divrei Torah, even after he goes off the derech. What does he have in his life? All he has is Torah. Even mamish after he's off the derech, he's riding on a horse on Shabbos. And what's he talking in? He's talking in Torah. And Remeir, his Talmud, wants to hear the Shtiklach Torah that Acher's saying. So Remeir is following him. He's walking behind Acher, listening to the Torah that's coming out of Acher's mouth. And at a certain point, Remeir, he's following Acher, and at a certain point, Amar Lai, Acher says to Remeir, he says, Meir, my student Meir, Chazor la'acharecha, you should be Chazor, you should go back, because Shekvar Shi'arti b'ikve susi, I already was Meshayer, I already measured, using the footsteps of the horse, that Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. Not only was he learning, he cared about Remeir's Chil Shabbos. He said, you're bad to go out of the Tchum, you have to stop. I already was Meshayer with the ikve susi, that Ad Kan is the Tchum Shabbos, so you have to stop, you should be Chayzer, you should go back now, because this is already the Tchum Shabbos. The Mefarshim asked, that L'chay Remeir, who's walking, should have an even better idea when he gets up to the Tchum Shabbos. He's mamish walking with his feet. It's easier to be Meshayer with your feet than it is with the sus. So how could it be that Remeir didn't realize that he was by the Tchum? So I saw the Etz Yosef says that because Remeir was shakua in his learning, Remeir was listening to Acher's Torah, and he was so shakua that he didn't realize that he was by the Tchum. The Marsha, however, says, that Avada Remeir would have a better idea when he's by the Tchum. And really, he wasn't by the Tchum. And this was just Acher's excuse to get Remeir to turn away. He says to Remeir, be Chayzer, because now you're by the Tchum Shabbos, so you have to go back. So Amar Leis, so Remeir says back to his Rebbe, Remeir says to Acher, he says, you're telling me that I should be Chayzer? I should go back? Af'ata Chazer Becha. You should be Chayzer. You should be Chayzer B'tshuva. You should do tshuva. You should be Chayzer and do tshuva. So Amar Lei, so Acher says to Remeir, V'loi kvar amarti lecha, I already told you. I already told you. We had it a few lines ago in the Gemara. I already told you. Kvar shemati mecheri aparagot, that I already heard from behind the curtain. I already heard from this high up place that shuvu banim shayvavim, that all rebellious sons, you could all do tshuva, chutz me'acher, except for Acher. I'm not able to do tshuva. You're telling me to be chayzer. I'm not able to do tshuva. I already told you that. So what's the pshat that Remeir is telling this to Acher again? Remeir, Acher already told you that you can't do tshuva. Why is Remeir again telling Acher to do tshuva? So this is like we mentioned on the previous Amud, in the previous year. Now really, it wasn't true. It wasn't true that Acher couldn't do tshuva. He heard everyone could do tshuva chutz me'acher. He wasn't supposed to listen to that. I saw now that it's the Reishis Chachma speaks it out. The Reishis Chachma and Shara Kedusha, Perik Yud Zayin, Ais Maybe Chaf Aleph, he speaks this out. He says that Acher wasn't supposed to listen, and that's what Remeir is telling him. You still could do tshuva. Acher is saying that, no, I can't. I already heard tshuva banim shayvavim chutz me'acher. Remeir again is telling him, I know you told me, but I'm telling you again because you don't have to listen to the Baskel. You could do tshuva. The Reishis Chachma brings the Gemara Mesachim, Peivav Mebeis, the Gemara over there says, if you have a guest, when you're a guest by someone's house, so Kol Masha Yoimer Lecha Balabayis Asay, Chutz Mitzay, that anything the Balabayis tells you to do, you have to listen to the Balabayis, Chutz Mitzay, except for when he tells you to get out. That you don't have to listen. Says the Rishis Chachma, that Acher here, Shuvu Badim Shoivavim Chutz Me'acher, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Tzay, saying that Acher, you can't do Tshuva, Tzay, get out. Kol Masha Yoimer Lecha Balabayis Asay, Chutz Mitzay, you're not supposed to listen to that. He should have said that I want to do tshuva and I want to come back. The Rabbeinu Chananel I saw says this also. The Rabbeinu Chananel on the side of the Gemara over here and Dibur Maskel Yatzisa. So the Rabbeinu Chananel he says Yatzisa Baskel VaAmram. Says Rabbeinu Chananel Shuvu Banim Shoyvavim Chutz Me'Elisha Acher Shagalei V'Yadu Acher Shagalei V'Yadu Lefanav She'Einu Chayzer B'Tshuva Shleima. The reason why there was such a Baskel is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu with his Yediyah knew that Acher wasn't going to end up doing Tshuva La'ilam. So She'ilu Haya Chayzer says Rabbeinu Chananel because of that, if Acher would have been Chayzer Lo Haya Nitrad She'ein HaParagun Neneles Lefnei Balei Tshuva. There's no such thing. The Shari Tshuva are never closed. The person always has the ability to do Tshuva, and Avada Acher could have done Tshuva. So even though he told this to Rameir already, Rameir again is telling Acher you should do Tshuva, but Acher's not getting it. He says, no, Shuvu Banu Shayvavim Chutz Me'Acher. Says the Gemara that Takfe, at this point Rameir grabs Acher, and Aili Lebek Medrasha, and he takes him into the base medrash, and Amr Leili Nuka, is a certain form of Nevi'is maybe, certain form of Ruach HaKodesh, Rameir brings Acher into the base medrash, and he goes up to a child, and he tells the child, Psoikli Psukach, tell me what Pasuk you're learning right now in Cheder. So Amr Loi, so the child says, that the Pasuk I'm up to right now is, Ein Shalim Amar Hashem L'Rishayim, that Rishayim are not going to have peace. He takes him to another shul, which is interesting, before he called it a base medrash, now he calls it a shul. He brings him to another shul, and he says to a child, tell me what pasuk you're up to in cheder. And Amr Lay, and the child says a similar pasuk, that kim tichabsi baneser v'tarbilach bebayris, even if you use all the detergent, and you try to get used all the detergent to get rid of the avera, nichtam avaynich lefanai, that the avera is always going to remain a stain in front of me. Aila bekenishta achriti, he brings him to another Bekanishta, and Amar Leili Nuka, and he says to the child, Psoikli Psukach, tell me what Pasuk you're up to. And Amar Lei, and this child again, says a similar Pasuk, that Va'at Shadud Mata Atasi, Kitil Bashishani Kitadi Adizov, Kitikri Bapuchenayich, Lashav Tisiapi, that, oh plundered one, whatever you're gonna do, even if you're gonna put on Shani, you're gonna put on scarlet, you're gonna put on Adizov, different golden garments, you're gonna be Tikri Bapuchenayich, you're gonna put on some sort of eye makeup, Lashav Tisiapi, you're beautifying yourself in vain, it's not gonna help get rid of the fact that you did that. And Aili Bekanishta Achriti brings him again to another shul. Ad Aili Letleisar Bekanishta, until in total, Rameir brought Acher to 13 shuls. And Kulu Paskule Ki Hai Gavna. And each one of them said exactly like these, along these lines. Sukkim that speak about the downfall of Rishayim. Lebasra Amar Le, to the final one, the 13th one, he says to him, Tzoikli Psukach, Tamu Wapasuk you're learning. And Amar Le, the child said over the Pasuk in Tehillim, Ula Rasha Amar Le, that Hashem says to the Rasha, that why are you telling over my laws? Why are you learning Torah? You should just stop learning when you're doing the things that you're doing. And says the Gemara that Ahuyanuka have a megamgim belishne. That this child who said this pasuk, the Rasha Amar Lekim, he had a little bit of a stutter. He had a little bit of a lisp, and Ishtamu Kamanda Amar Le. And it seemed as if he said, not Ula Rasha Amar Lekim, but Ula Elisha Amar Lekim. Like he was speaking chutzpidically to Elisha ben Avuya, to Acher, and he was saying that the Hashem speaking to you, Ula Elisha Amar Lekim, that why are you learning anymore? So Ika Da'amri, now there are two different versions of what happened after that. Ika Da'amri, some say that Sakina Hava Bahadeh, that Acher had a knife that was with him, Ukare, and he, difficult to understand, but he ripped up the child, Vishidre Letleisar Bekanishte, and sent the pieces of the child to 13 different Bate Knesiyos. Vika Da'amri, or some say, that Amar, he said, that I have loy biyadi sakina, have a karana le, I would have ripped him up into all these pieces. Again, very difficult to understand, at least for the first version. It says the Gemara that Kinach Nafshi Da'acher, when Acher's neshama left this world, when it was time for him to die, so they said, when his neshama went up to the Bez Din Shama'alo, so they were a little bit stuck, they weren't sure what to do, they said, we can't bring him to judgment, we can't bring him to Gehenim, and we also can't bring him to Elam Haba, we're stuck. Why? Because Loi Midin L'dayane Mishum Da'asik Ba'Reisa. We can't bring him to Gehenim because look how much Tyre he has. He has so much Tyre at the end of the day, so we can't bring him to Gehenim. But we also can't bring him to Elam Haba Mishum Dechato because he went off the Derech because of his Avera. So therefore he's going to be stuck in limbo. So Amar Rameir, when Rameir realized what was happening in Shemayim, so Amar Rameir, Rameir said, the mutav de ladayne velesi la'amadase, it's worth it for him that he should go to Gehenim, so that he should be zaycha to then go to Elam Haba, that this being in limbo is the worst. So Rameir said, Masay Amos, when is it going to be the day that I die? And when I get up there, ve'ela asha mikivrei, I'm going to defend Acher, I'm going to say this, that he should go to Gehenim, and as the simon, you're going to see smoke coming up from the kevra of Acher, that's going to be the simon that I was successful in bringing Acher to Gehenim. Interesting thing that Rameir is priding himself that he's going to be able to bring Acher to Gehenim, but ultimately that's going to be his ticket to Olam Haba. L'maisa kinach nashid Rameir, taku when Rameir was nifter, so salah kutra mikivrei da'acher. So smoke started coming up from the kever of Acher. And Rabbi Yechonan commented on this, and he said, Gevurta l'miklei Rabbi, is it so impressive that a person should burn his Rebbe? That's what's so impressive, that's so strange. K'chad hava beinana v'lei matzin latzluyeh, there's someone amongst us that could bring and save Acher and bring him to Elam Haba. Inakte biyad, man narmi leman, if I grab him with my hand, when I go up to Shemayim, if I grab Acher out of Gehenim, if I grab him with my hand, who's gonna stop me? So Amar, he said, Masai Amos, when am I gonna die? Ve'echab ba'asha mikivrei, and the simon that I'm successful in my mission is gonna be that there won't be smoke anymore coming from the kever of Acher. Kinach nafshid Rabbi Yechonan, when Rabbi Yechonan was nifter, so pasach kutra mikivrei da'acher, so the smoke stopped coming from the kever of Acher. And pasach le'ahu safdana, there's a safdana that we had in Moed Katan, there was a safdana, the professional masbid. So by Rabbi Yechon Zavaya, he said over that afilu shaymer a pasach le'amad lefanecha Rabbeinu. He called Rabbi Yechon Rabbeinu and he said that Rabbeinu, even the shaymer a pasach of Gehenim, the security guard over there, nobody was able to stand in front of you, and you were able to go in there and take Acher out. Says the Gemara now that Bito Shal Acher Asir Lekami the Rebbe. The story that the daughter of Acher once came in front of Rebbe. Rebbe, we know, is Zeicha to Shtei Shulchanos. Besides being wealthy in Torah, he was also wealthy financially. And Amar Lei, so this daughter of Acher who is struggling, she goes to Rebbe and she says to him, Rebbe Parneseini, I need you to help me financially. Can you please help me? So Amar La. So he says to this girl, he says to her, Bas Mian, who's your father? Who are you? So Amar Lei, so she says to him, the Bita Shal Acher Ani, I'm the daughter of Elisha ben Avuya, I'm the daughter of Acher. So Amar La, so he says to her, he says, I don't understand. I die in Yesh Mizaru Ba'ilam. Acher has children that are walking around this world. V'haksiv, but the pasuk says about Rishayim, Lo'inin lo'iv lo'inachad ba'amai, v'in sar b'megurav, that he's not going to have any descendants. How can Acher have a daughter that's walking around? So Amar La, so the daughter defended her father to a certain extent, and she says to Rebbe, she says, Dachar, Zachar l'tayrasliv, altizkar ma'isav, you're focusing on the bad, you're only remembering his bad actions. But why don't you remember this great tyrant that he also had? Miyad immediately, almost as like a punishment to Rebbe for speaking against Acher, so yard to Eish v'sichsecha l'safsalei, v'sichsecha safsalei. A fire came down from Shemayim, and it singed the chair that Shal Rebbe that Rebbe was sitting on. And Rebbe took that as a sign that Shemayim was somewhat defending Acher. And Bacha, when Rebbe saw that, he started to cry. Va'amar Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Uman l'mizganin bakach. If you see the way Shemayim defends a person who's mizganet Shemayim, Acher, who was mevazet the Torah, was mevazet Kodesh Baruch Hu, and look at the way Shemayim defends him because of his Torah, so melemishtabchim ba'achas kama v'kama, so somebody who stays on the Derech, who praises the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he's mishabech the Torah, alachas kama v'kama is his schar. Now ask the Gemara a very fundamental question. We mentioned that Rameir, even after Acher went off the Derech, he was still busy learning from Acher. He was following Acher on the sus. He was still learning from Acher, even after Acher went off the Derech. So ask the Gemara of Reb Meir, Hechi Gamer Taira Mipume Da Acher. How is that allowed? How is that allowed that Reb Meir learned Taira from Acher after Acher went off the Derech? Va'amar Rabbi Barachanam Rabbi Yechnan. My Dechsev, what's the meaning of the Pazik? Yisif Sekoin Yishamru Da'as Taira Yivakshim Yipu. He said that Kimalach Hashem Tzavaka Yisu. He darshened that Im Doimah Rav Lamalach Hashem Tzavaka Yis Kimalach Hashem Tzavaka Yisu. If the Rebbe is Doimah to Malach Hashem, so that's when you have the first part of the Pazik of Yivakshu Taira Mipu. Yivakshu mipiu. That's when you should learn from him. When is it yivakshu mipiu? Only ki malach Hashem tzavakaisu. Only because he's doime to a malach. When he has good maisim taivim, so then he's the type of person that you could learn taira from him. Ve'imlav. But if the rabbi is off the derech, if he's a bal aveira, if he's not doing proper things, so then al yivakshu taira mipiu. So then you're not supposed to learn Torah from him, because then maybe you're going to end up learning from his actions. So how could Reb Meir, how could he learn from Acher after Acher already went off the Derech? So Amar Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish answered that Reb Meir kra ashkach v'darash. The Reb Meir found the pasuk and he darshened it as a raya that he's allowed to continue learning from Acher. The pasuk says had aznecha u'shema divrei chachamim, that you should pay attention, you should learn from the chachamim. V'libcha tashis l'dayti. But then you should place your heart to understand me. Hashem says you should learn from the chachamim to understand me. Wait a second. It should say you should learn from the chachamim to understand them. L'daitam l'nemar, but it doesn't say l'daitam to understand them. Ela l'dati to understand me. So what's the pshat? The pshat is because the Rebbe doesn't have ma'isim tovim. So you're learning from his Torah, but you're not supposed to then learn from his actions. That you're supposed to follow the actions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to have. So you see that there's a concept of learning from a Rebbe, even though the Rebbe doesn't have good ma'isim. And Rebbe Chanina Amar Mehacha, he brought a similar drasha. The pasuk says, "Shimi bas ri v'had aznech." That you should pay attention. You should learn their Torah. U'shikchiyam mechu beis avich. But then you should also forget them. Meaning, you should forget their ma'isim. You shouldn't learn from their ma'isim. So ask the Gemara, wait a second, fine. So our mayor has this drasha now, and he's allowed to learn from someone even though he doesn't have good ma'isim. But the ma'isim, we also have the pasuk that says, Yivakshu mipiu ki malach Hashem tzavakesu. That you're only supposed to learn from a Rebbe who's daimet ha malach Hashem. So kashu kraya adadi. So the ma'isim, then we're just left with the stira between the psukim. Says the Gemara, like kasha, habigadol habikatan. The answer to the stira is that it depends on who the Talmud is. If the Talmud's a gadol, which doesn't necessarily mean in age, it means in wisdom and capability, that he's able to learn from the Rebbe and at the same time not learn from his ma'isim, so then that's fine. Habakaton, but typically a person who's not able to do that, so then he's not able to learn from the Rebbe bichlal unless he's doim l'malach Hashem tzavakos. And Kiyasar Avdimi Amar Amri b'Maravo, that in Eretz Yisrael they say like a mashal that Reb Meir achel tichla ushada shichla libara, that he ate the tachla, he ate the date ushada shichla libara, and then he threw the pit away. So Reb Meir was able to do that. He was able to eat, take from the good and throw away the psailas, and that's why he was able to eat from Acher. And similarly, Darash Rava Ma'idichzub, what's the meaning of the pasuk Alginas Ego is Yeradeti Lirais Ibya Nachal? Now Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I went down by the Mikdasheni. I went down to see the Talmid Chachamim if they had enough zechusim. So the Talmid Chachamim are compared to an egoist, to a nut. Lama nimshul divar Talmid Chachamim la egois. Why are they compared to a nut? Loimar lach to teach you ma egois zeh afapisha meluchach betedu betzaya ein masha betoychay nimas. Just like when it comes to a nut, it has the hard shell around it. So even if it gets dirty with mud, with tzaya, whatever it is, lamaisa, the fruit inside, the nut inside, nothing happens to it. It doesn't get disgusting. Af tamid chacham afapisha sarach ein tayrasay nimasas. A tamid chacham, even though he gets dirty, he does maisim raim, but lamaisa, the tayra, the thing that's inside, doesn't get touched, and that's why Reb Meir was able to learn from Acher. I believe the Rambam, when he brings down this halacha, that a person's not supposed to learn from someone unless he's doime l'malach Hashem tzavakeis, he doesn't differentiate between a gadol and a katan. And the Mefarshim explain, because l'maisa, we don't have anyone nowadays that even in the zman of the Rambam that could be considered a gadol, that he could learn from someone who has maisim that are loy taivim. So no one should think that, I could have a Rebbe that doesn't have maisim taivim and I'll just take the good. L'maisa, the Rambam seems to suggest otherwise, that a person shouldn't get busy with such things, and he should make sure to find himself a Rebbe that also is daimin l'malach Hashem tzavakos, that also has good ma'isim. Says the Gemara right there now that Ashkache Rabba Bar Shila Eliyahu. Incredible Gemara. Says the Gemara that Rabba Bar Shila, he found Eliyahu Anavi. He sees Eliyahu and Amarle and he says to Eliyahu Anavi, he says, Maika Avid HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to know right now, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing? So Amarle, so Eliyahu says to Rabba Bar Shila, he says that Ka'amar Shmaitzim Yipumayu Dekulu Rabbanan. He's saying over Shtiklach Chayra and the names of all the different Rabbanan, the Tanaim, the Amarayim, he's saying, or Tanaim at this time, he's saying over Shtiklach Chayra in their names, Umipume der Meir like Ka'amar, but he's leaving out Rameir, he's not saying anything in Rameir's name, he's not saying over any of Rameir's memras. So Amar Le Amai, so Rabbi Bar Shila innocently asked Eliyahu, why is he skipping Rameir? What's wrong with Rameir? Says Eliyahu back, Mishum de Kagamer Shmaitzim Pumi de Acher. Because since he learned from Acher, so therefore Hashem is not saying over any of the memories in the name of Rameir. So Amar Le, so Rabbi Bar Shila doesn't stop there. He says, what's the problem, Amai? Why is it a reason not to say over things from his name? Rameir Rimoin Matzah, again a similar type of mussel that we had before. Rameir found the pomegranate, he found the Rimoin, and Toichai Achal Kli Pasei Zarak. He ate the fruit that was inside, and he threw away the klipa. He threw away the psulim. He only learned from the tayvim. So what's wrong? He didn't learn from Acher's bad midos. He only learned from the good parts. So Amar Lei Hashta Kaamar Meir Bni Aimer. So Eliyahu Navi responds to Rabbi Bar Shila, and he says that you should know now what Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying over something in the name of Rameir. Now that you just gave this taina, you said that Rameir, he was throwing away the psailas and he was only eating the eichel and throwing away the psailas. So now, Kadosh Baruch Hu is takasing over something in the name of a mayor. Hashtag Amr, now he's saying that Mayor Bini Aimer, my child mayor, he says that Bizman Sha'adam Mitztayer, when a person, this is talking about when a person's hung, when a person is chayv to get hung, so he's bitzar, and when this person is bitzar, when this Rasha who's chayv to get hung, so when he's bitzar, so Shechina Malashan Aimeres, what does the Shechina say about the tzar that this yid is in? He's darshening this from the pasuk that says by Tliya, it says ki killas elokim taloi, that the killas elokim is taloi. Killas, he's darshening means kaleni miraishi, kaleni mizrai. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying kaviyachol, kaleni miraishi, my head hurts, kaleni mizrai, my arm hurts to see someone else in tzar. It's kilu, it's happening to me, and my head is hurting, and my arms are hurting. And said Rameir, and this is the mimer that Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying over in the name of Rameir, says Rameir that imkacha Kadosh Baruch Hu mitztayer al dam shel rishayim. If you see that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mitztayer on the dam of rishayim to such an extent that kiilu is he's in tzar, so kavuchayim al dam shel tzadikim shenishbach. So now the more so on the dam of tzadikim that is spilled, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is bitzar. And this Gemara is aimer dersheni. What just happened over here? A Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying over members from all the different tanaim. In the name of Rameir, he wasn't saying. Why? Because Rameir learned from Acher. Comes Rabbi Bar Shila and he says, wait a second, Rameir learned from Acher, but he threw away the psailas. He only ate the eichel. He found the rimoin. He ate the fruit that was inside, and he threw away the klipa. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should say something in the name of Rameir. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts saying over something in the name of Rameir. It's a pella. If Rabbi Bar Shila's argument is correct, so why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu wait? Why didn't he say something in the name of Rameir from the beginning? If Rabbi Bar Shila is correct, he has a good taina. Then Rameir only learned from the good. He threw away the psailas. So why mitchila? Why from the beginning did HaKadosh Baruch Hu not say over members in the name of Rameir? What you see from this Gemara, I think, is an incredible yesod. Right or not, whether Rabbi Bar Shila was right or not, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers when a person is malamid zchus on Klal Yisrael. When a person's malamid zchus on another yid, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens. It's a type of tefillah. It's a type of way of davening for someone, is to be malamid zchus. We see this in Sefer Shaiftim. In Sefer Shaiftim, we have a Shaifet whose name was Gidain. And Klal Yisrael was being oppressed at the time from Midian. Midian was really taking away all their money and killing them. And Klal Yisrael was being oppressed by Midian. So Gidain said, Gidon says in the pasuk over there in Perek Vav, Chazal darshan it from the pasuk, that Gidon says he wakes up one morning on the first day of Pesach, in the morning of Pesach, and he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, last night we had a Seder, and I want to tell you over what my father said at the Seder. He said, B'tzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim, he said that we were taken out of Mitzrayim, and says Gidon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have a taina against you, and I want to be Malam Mitzchus on Klal Yisrael. What's my limud Mitzchus? I have a Miman of Shah. nafshach? Eva mima nafshach? You took our fathers out of Mitzrayim. Let me ask you something. Were they deserving to come out of Mitzrayim or not? If they were deserving to come out of Mitzrayim, and they had tremendous amounts of zchusim to come out of Mitzrayim, so now take us now out of the hand of Midian, b'schus aviseinu, b'schus our fathers, you should save Klal Yisrael, b'schus our fathers. And if they did not have the zchusim to leave Mitzrayim, they really didn't, and it was the chesed Hashem that you took them out of Mitzrayim, because they didn't have the zchusim. And that's the way you are noyeg with Klal Yisrael, that even if they don't have the zchusim, you still save them, so then Klal Yisrael right now, even if they don't have the zchusim, you should still save them. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu responds, it's in Perek Vav of Shaiftim, Pasuk Yedalid. The Pasuk says, Vayifen Eilav Hashem, Vayomer, and Hashem says to Gidoin, he says, Leich b'koichach hazeh v'hishata es Yisrael. You're going to go with this kayach, and you're going to save Klal Yisrael. What's this kayach that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is referring to? Leich b'koichach hazeh v'hishata es Yisrael. You're going to go with this kayach, and you're going to save Klal Yisrael, says Rashi b'shem the Medrash. Leich b'koichach hazeh that you're melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael. With that kayach of being melamed zchus, of looking at others positively and being able to say a shtickle Torah, to be melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, that's a tremendous kayach. And with that kayach, you're able to go v'hishata es Yisrael, and you're going to be able to save Klal Yisrael with that kayach. There's a Zayir that says a similar thing, that in a Kodesh Baruch Hu ayev, maybe it's a, such a lashon that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't love ela misha melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, except for someone that's melamed zchus on Klal Yisrael, that's a type of tefillah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to when a person is melamed zchus. So I thought maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos says that kol adonis chaver lekav zchus, that when you judge someone lekav zchus, yidoyno lekav zchus. So he's judged lekav zchus. The pashat pshat in the Gemara, the way I always understood the Gemara, is that kol adanis chaver lekav zchus means if Reuven judges Shimon positively, if he's danim lekav zchus, so mida kenega mida, that's how a Kadosh Baruch Hu will act with Reuven. Since Reuven's being dan lekav zchus Shimon, so a Kadosh Baruch Hu mida kenega mida will also be dan Reuven lekav zchus. But al pizeh we could say that no, kol adanis chaver lekav zchus, if Reuven judges Shimon positively, so yidai noy lekav zchus. It's a type of tefillah, and then a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to be dan Shimon lekav zchus. When Reuven is able to look at Shimon positively, so then a Kodesh Baruch Hu looks at him positively. That's the kayach of being melamed zchus and looking positively at other Yidden. HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to that. Says Rabbi Bar Shilo that Reb Meir was a rimay matzah toichay achal klipas lezarek. Ah! Now a Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to that. Right or wrong, it could be a Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't going to listen to that. A Kodesh Baruch Hu wasn't going to look at Reb Meir positively. But then once Rabbi Bar Shilo had that way of looking at him, he had that way, but tzedek tishpoy na misecha, a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we were supposed to judge people positively. Judge, be a dayan, be a judge, and judge someone else positively, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu is yidai noy lekav zchus, we should all be zaycha. For now, though, we'll go weiter in the Gemara, ashkechei Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, detali be'ivra didasha v'kabachi. Says the Gemara another story, that Shmuel found Rav Yehuda, detali be'ivra didasha, he was standing by the door, v'kabachi, and Rav Yehuda was crying. Rav Yehuda, we've mentioned, was a Talmud of Rav, and then he became a Talmud of Shmuel. And Shmuel sees his Talmud Rav Yehuda. He sees Rav Yehuda crying by the door. So Amar Leish, so Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, my kabachid, babaches, why are you crying? What's going on? What's the matter? So Amar Leish, Rav Yehuda says to his Rosh Hashiva, he says to his Rabbi Shmuel, he says, Mizutra my dechsiv bu barabanan, is it so little what it says about the Amidah Chachamim? It says about them, Aye Seifer, Aye Shaikil, Aye Seifer as a Migdalim. Where's the cipher? Where's the shekel? Where's the cipher? Samigdalim. What does the pasuk mean? Aye, cipher. Why are Talmid Chachamim referred to as cipherim? Shayu cipherim kol aisyei shebetayra. They were able to count all the letters in the Torah. They knew exactly which words are with the vav, without the vav, the chaseiris, viaseiris. They were able to be cipher all the aisyei shebetayra. Aye, shekel. Why are they called shekelim? Shayu shekelim kalin v'chamurin shebetayra. Because they were able to make kal v'chaymers in the Torah. They were able to really understand what's kal, what's chamer, and make proper kal v'chaymers. Aye, cipher. There were Talmid Chachamim that they were able to teach 300 halachos about a Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir. Rashi has a few pshatim and what this Migdal HaParech Ba'avir is referring to, his final pshat that he says he likes, is that it's referring to a halacha in Hilchos Ayolais that talks about a closet that's going through the air, that's flying through the air, whether it has a denial, a Migdal HaParech Ba'avir. And Va'amar Rabbi Ami, and Rabbi Ami said, this is still Rabbi Yehuda talking, that Rabbi Ami commented on this, and he said that Tlas Mea Baye Bo Daig V'Achitayfa B'Migdal HaParech Ba'avir, that there were 300 shailas that Daig and Achitayfa were able to clear when it came to the halachos of Migdal HaParech Ba'avir. So you see that they were tremendous Tamid Chachamim. Daig and Achitayfa were tremendous Tamid Chachamim. Utanani, yet we learned in the Mishnah that Shloisha Malachim V'Arboa Ediyotes Ein Lem Chelik Lo'ilam Habo, that there are three Malachim and four Ediyotes, that they lost everything. They did Averis and they lost everything and they don't have a Chelik Lo'ilam Habo. And what and amongst that list is Daig and Achitayfa. You see they were tremendous, tremendous Tamid Chachamim. They were the spitz of the spitz. They were able to declare 300 shailas and Migdal HaParech Ba'avir. And yet, they lost everything. They did a virus and they lost everything. So said Rav Yehuda, when I was thinking about this, he says to his Rabbi Shmuel, he says, I was thinking about this and I started to cry. I said, Anon matehevi alon, what's going to be with us? I'm not a Talmud Chacham like them. And so what's going to guarantee me that I'm going to be saved from Chet if their Torah wasn't able to be matzil, if their Torah wasn't able to save them from sinning? So what's going to save me? And that's why I'm very sad. So Amar Leh, so Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, Tina Haisa Belibam, that no, you should know, really naturally, when a person learns, his Torah is going to protect him, he's not going to come to Chet. You want to know how they were able to come to Chet? Because Tina Haisa Belibam. They always had some Mina, some sort of apikarsis that was in their hearts. From the beginning, it was already a little bit Shalai Lishma, more than Shalai Lishma, there was some apikarsis mixed in. Says the Gemara that Acher Mai, what was the minus? What happened to Acher? Why was his Torah not able to protect him? Says the Gemara, because Zemer Yevane lo pasek mipume. He never stopped singing this Zemer Yevane, Greek music. So it's interesting. Rashi here, Rashi says that the problem with that is that after the Chorban, so we were not supposed to listen to music as a Zecher LeChorban, we don't feel so besimcha anymore. So you're not supposed to listen to music. The Marsha asks that it seems a very severe thing to happen to Acher just because he listened to music. Avad, it's not okay. It's wrong, but it doesn't seem that that's severe enough to then lead Acher to do what happened to do what he did. So rather, the Marsha explains that Zemer Yevani also has some minus in it. The non-Jewish music also has some minus that's involved in it. And that was Acher's problem, is that he never stopped listening to Zemer Yevani. And Amru Bulava al Acher, they said about Acher, that B'shah Sheyo'imim B'Beis HaMedrash, when he would stand up in the Beis Medrash, so Har Beis Sifrei Minin Naishir Mecheikai. He had a lot of different Greek books that had Sifrei Minus that would fall out, that would fall out of his jacket when he got up. It seems like these are things that he was sneaking, that he was reading them, and then he was learning with his chavrusa, and he was so shaku in his learning, he stood up, and he forgot the fact that he was hiding the books on his lap, and lemaisa, he stood up, and they all fell off of his lap. Says the Gemara that Shaul Nimas Agard Yisrmeir, that Nimas Agard Yisrmeir, that Kol Amar Denachas Liyirasalik, that but all wool, if you take white wool and you put it into the pot with the dyes, so Lamaisa it gets dyed. And the question was, is that so too a person who goes to the Beis Medrash, he goes to Yeshiva and he learns his Torah, so then the Torah should always be able to save him, it should always have its effect. That's always what happens with wool. When you put wool, it's a natural thing. You put wool into a bucket of dye, it gets dyed. So how could it be that a mayor, it wasn't solid, that he didn't come out clean? So Amar Lay, so a mayor said back to Nima Sagardi, he said, Komanda have a naki agavime salik. It's not true in your example. If you have wool that was clean from its mother, it's clean white wool, so then yeah, when you put it into the dye and you take it out, it comes out very nicely dyed. But kol de loy have a naki agavime loy salik. But it's not true. If you put it in and it's dirty, so it's not going to come out so nicely and dyed. And the same thing is true when it comes to learning. That a person who was clean from his birth, that he had a good upbringing and things were beseder, so then yeah, he's going to come out clean from his Torah. But if a person already from the beginning, he didn't have Yerushamayim, already from the beginning he had some minus, he had some apikorsis on his mind, so then that's when it's Laisalak. And says the Gemara, will conclude with this, that the fourth and final person that was Allah Lepardes is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Allah B'Shalom, V'Yara B'Shalom. He went up B'Shalom, he came down B'Shalom, everything was beseder. V'Alava Kasav Aymer, About him, the pasuk says, "Mashchin yacharecha narutza va'afar biyakiva bikshu malachi ashar yishadachva." And it says the Gemara that even Rabbi Akiva, the malachim, they really wanted to push him away. They wanted to affect. They wanted to hurt Rabbi Akiva. However, Amar lahem Hakadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to these malachim that henichu lezakein zeh, interesting, Rabbi Akiva is called a zakein, he says, leave over this zakein, sharoi leshtamish bechvaydi, he's roi to be mishtamish with my kavod, he's roi to come up here. My darash, says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, that my darash, Rashi explains, what did Rabbi Akiva darshan, meaning avada when he's up there, so he has to be careful not to look in certain places where the shechina is, so what did he darshan, how did he know where not to look? So says the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that he darshan the pasuk that says, "May Rivavais Kodesh," and he darshaned that Aisu Berivavais Shalai. There's a sign of where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, where the Shechina is, when you see 10,000, when you see all these malachim. So that's when he knows, that's when he knew not to look. And Rabbi Avayi Amar, a similar drasha from a different pasuk, that Dagu Mervava, Dugmahu Bervava Shalai, same idea, that he's a sample in his 10,000s, meaning again, that's how he knew not to look. Resh Lakish Amar, Resh Lakish in a different pasuk, Hashem Tzavakai Shemai, Adainu Betzeva Shalai, when you see his army, that's when he knew not to look. Rabbi Chia Barabba, Rabbi Yechnon, he dashed in from a different pasuk, the Navi describes seeing a ruach, and he says, Loi Baruach Hashem, but Hashem is not in the wind. Va'achar haruach rash, and after the wind, there's strong winds, there's a storm, and loy barash Hashem. Hashem is not there by the storm. Va'achar harash eish, and then afterwards there's a fire, loy be'ish Hashem. Hashem's not in the fire. Va'achar eish kol demamadaka, and after the fire, that's when you hear a very quiet sound. Vihine Hashem aiver, and that's where Hashem is. So based on that pasuk, that's how Rabbi Akiva knew not to look.